We're joined right now by the UFC president, friend of the program, UFC 257, Poirier McGregor 2 from Fight Island, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's on ESPN Plus. We are joined by Dana White. Dana, it's great to have you back. Dana, it is fight week. You had a card yesterday. Now you're 2 days away from UFC 257 and the return of Conor. Dana, how fired up are you for Saturday?
Oh, I'm so pumped, man. You know, we had the press conference today. It was very cordial, and everybody was very polite to each other. But I know that these fights are going to be ridiculous on Saturday.
All right, so Dana, in terms of that press conference, I saw the video. You posted the video of the stare down between Conor and Dustin. How would you describe the mood and the energy when the two of them faced off against each other a few hours back?
Yeah, great point. You know, it was very cordial and everything else, but the face off, the stare down, was badass. It was awesome. It was as good of a stare down as you'll ever see.
We're talking to Dana White. All right, so it's going to be a rematch, of course. Take me back. What do you remember about their first fight? What stands out to you the most about the days leading up to that and the fight itself?
Well, it was obviously a very different atmosphere. These guys were at each other's throat, you know, both guys trying to get in each other's heads. And then Conor went out and put on an unbelievable performance and knocked him out.
We are talking to Dana White. This fight's coming up on Saturday night. You know, Dana, you and I have talked so much in the past about the questions surrounding Conor's motivation, right? I mean, you pointed this out. When somebody gets a lot of money, suddenly getting hit in the face does not seem like it's as much fun. What is your sense as to where his motivation is right now, and what kind of Conor are you expecting to see Saturday night?
Yeah, no, he's a completely different kid right now. He's the old Conor. And when you're dealing with this Conor, it makes fight week really fun. And if you watch the press conference, he has this moment where somebody asked him that. So his answer to that question was, what motivates me? Highlights. He said, you know what? Money comes and goes. And what fires me up is we're still watching highlights of Mike Tyson and Ali and Roy Jones Jr. And I'm going to have so many highlights you can make a movie out of it. It's the way that he said it and the way that he laid it out was beautiful, and you can tell where his head is at right now.
So what do you think?
I love it.
Yeah, it was Dana White joining us. Like, I've been watching hype videos. I mean, there really is nobody like this guy, especially when he's right. Like, Dana, do you think that was there some kind of switch that went off? Did he do some deep soul searching? Did something fundamentally change in him, or does he just miss being the guy?
Yeah, I think he misses. I do think he misses being the guy, and I think that when you know this business is crazy, and when you take some time off and get away from it a minute, you start to crave it again, and you want that action, and you want to get back in there, and I truly do believe that the kid loves the game.
Dana White's joining us once again. So Dana, earlier this month, you had said that your relationship with Conor hit quote a bad place last year. How would you describe where it's at right now? How did you guys go about fixing that?
Yeah, I didn't think that it was going to be fixable, but we did. You know, we talked and we got through it, and we're in a really good place now. So I'm glad it worked out.
All right. So he had huge plans for 2020 following that win over the Cowboy, and then came the pandemic, and like the rest of the world, his 2020 did not go according to plan. What does his 2021 look like to you? Are you expecting to see him fight multiple times this year?
Well, you know, Oliveira just had that unbelievable performance against Tony Ferguson. We got Dan Hooker, who's ranked number 6, taking on Michael Chandler, who, you know, is coming into the UFC for the first time. He fought elsewhere and has had a great career, so we'll see how that plays out. And then you got Poirier versus McGregor. And now we're still talking about, could Khabib possibly fight one more fight? It's, you know, this division is exciting, it's fun, and it's never been more exciting than it is right now.
I would agree with you. I think that not only, Dana, is this division as good as it's ever been, I'm not sure that any division in the UFC has ever been as good as the 155 division is right now. What about Dustin? Getting lost in all this, right, is a really good fighter, a really dangerous fighter. How would you describe where Poirier is right now as a fighter and a person?
Yeah, it's true. I agree with you and think he's completely being overlooked by everyone. You know, but this kid's got 12 wins by knockout, 7 by submission. He's got 12 first round finishes, and he has fought everybody, man. He beat Holloway, he beat Pettis, he beat Alvarez. I mean, you name it, this guy's fought them all.
He's had some enormous wins. And then what did he show you in that war, that win over Dan Hooker last summer?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing with Poirier. Poirier goes out and literally throws down and goes to war. I don't know if, you know, when he first got caught the first time that he fought Conor, you know, Conor went on, you know, to become Conor McGregor. So now we know how good Conor is. Now Dustin knows how good Conor is. Dustin isn't the same fighter he was last time they fought. So it's going to be. Well, listen, Conor is saying he's going to knock him out in under 60 seconds. And that would be ridiculous, except for the fact that Conor has done a lot of things he said he would do.
Well, he's done that already to this guy. But, you know, the line of thinking there, Dana, is right. The thing about Conor is that he's going to start so fast and he's so dangerous early on. But if you can weather the first two rounds, cardio and stamina are always an issue. I mean, is that literally what this fight comes down to? How do you see it playing out?
You laid it out perfectly. That's if you talk to anybody who considers themselves an expert, they will say Conor is going to come out fast and go after him like he did Cowboy. And if Poirier can get through a round and a half, Conor will start to slow down and cardio is going to become a factor.
Can't wait to see that. Dana, before I let you go, what about some of the other things going on? Dan Hooker and Michael Chandler also fighting Saturday. How do you see that fight going?
I it's Michael Chandler's first fight. It's his debut in the UFC. You know, this kid's got 9 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's a Division I All-American wrestler. He's got 12 first-round finishes, and it's his first time in fighting in the UFC. And not only in the big show, but in the biggest show, you know, a co-main event of a Conor McGregor fight. So I'm sure he's feeling a lot of pressure, and, he's going in against a guy in Hooker who is a very, very nasty guy.
Dana White joining us for a few more moments. Dana, you mentioned Khabib. So you had a meeting with him. I'm curious, what was that conversation like? And do you get the sense that he's motivated to continue fighting?
I do. I think that he still wants to fight. And, he's looking at, I beat all these guys. You know, what's the next challenge for me? Let's see how this thing goes this weekend. If somebody looks really good, maybe. I just feel like he decided to retire under a ton of pressure. You know, his dad just died. He didn't spend time with his family because he was in camp. He got injured and had a hard time cutting weight because of the injury. Goes in, fights the fight, and I think he made an emotional decision. So we'll see how this thing plays out this weekend. He's coming out to Vegas, and he and I are going to go to dinner. And he said, the one thing I won't do is I will never hold up the division. So if I decide that I'm not going to fight one of these guys, I'm retired and the belt can move on.
Dana White, my guest. You know, Danny, it's January now of 2021. You and I spoke a number of times throughout 2020 as you were dealing with trying to keep a professional sport going throughout a pandemic. When nobody else was trying to do that at that time, you've accomplished a ton in your career, but you said, quote, this is the number one accomplishment of my career because this is the hardest thing I've ever done, end of quote. So looking back, why did you do that? Why was that so important to you personally?
Because I felt that I could. There's three things. I felt I could do it because I knew I would spend whatever it cost to figure it out. Number two, I knew my employees would go. And number three, I knew the fighters would fight. So we just had to figure. And at the end of the day, I have this philosophy, this way of living. Listen, man, this is America. We're Americans. We've been figuring things out since the beginning of this, since this country started. What we don't do is we don't quit and we don't hide in our houses, man. We get out and we find solutions to problems.
Dana White joining us. One last thought, Dana. I'm curious. Like, you're always, man, you're just going. You're always going forward. You're always into the next thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you look good.
So my question is, like, what did you learn about yourself and your organization in terms of dealing with challenges and obstacles? What's the biggest takeaway after that?
Yeah, well, listen, it was hard building this business from the beginning. But going through this pandemic and just the media and the networks and the, you name it, all the people that were trying to stop us and make sure that the fight in California and then the fight in Florida didn't happen was unbelievable. And the fact that we fought through it, We ended up winning. We ended up doing it, and we ended up proving everybody wrong. Was obviously a massive accomplishment, but we didn't lay off any of our employees. We didn't cut anybody's salaries, and we honored every one of our fighters' contracts. So I think as a sport, as a company, I've become so much stronger and have such a tighter relationship, not just with my employees, but with my fighters.
UFC 257, Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern on ESPN+. Poirier, McGregor 2, and a great fight card. He is the president of the UFC, Dana White. Dana, great to have you on. Good luck this weekend. I'll be watching. We all will. And it's always good to talk to you.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
You too, Dana. Appreciate it very much. Good to have you back. Poirier, McGregor 2 is going to be awesome. 1-800-636-8686. I've got thoughts myself on that fight that I will get to a little bit later on. Who do you got? Who do you like? How do you think it's going to play out?